Yep, it's the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Thursday. Happy Thursday to everyone out there. A lot went on yesterday. I'm going to start with this one, though. Shannon Sharp, officially fired from ESPN. Now, if you didn't know, he had a lawsuit going on with the young lady. I want to say, how old is she? She's like 20 years old?
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, I forgot.
She was pretty young. And by the way, settled for, what, $20
million? Is that what it was?
I think it was $20 million.
Jeez.
And she decided she was going to retire from OnlyFans. She put it out there.
I wonder why.
Gee, I wonder why, too. But anywho, he spoke on the nightcap. On his nightcap show, that's his production, mm-hmm. So he still got that. And he actually addressed what ESPN did, which was fire him. And this is what he had to say.
Obviously, I'm sure everybody's heard the news by now that I will not be returning to ESPN. I found out this information a little earlier in the week. And really, the only thing that I really ask is, like, guys, could we wait until Monday? My brother's going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I really wanted to be about him, and I wanted to be about my family. I know this would, I said, this coming out will overshadow everything that he's worked his entire life for. And unfortunately, you know, it didn't happen that way. And so, as I told him, as I profusely apologized to him earlier today, he said, bro, stop apologizing. You don't have to apologize. I'm your big bro. I'm going to love you regardless. We all make mistakes. And he says, bro, I love you. So I'm done with this. You're done with it too.
So he went on to say ESPN did some good for me, all that type of stuff. But do you think it's fair for him to kind of say, hey, can y'all wait till next week after my brother getting the Hall of Fame? Because I don't want this.
I actually think that's the least they could have done. I mean, they're bitter. And he cost them in a number of ways. But, you know, I mean, the guy's, he's already out. You told him earlier in the week, you know, just let his brother have his moment.
I think it's fair for him to ask. I also think it's fair for them to be like, no, not really.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine.
I totally agree, you know, but I'm saying I think it could have been the least they could have. You know what? We'll wait. What's going to kill him?
I also don't know that this is actually going to hit the same way that Shannon is setting up to be like, oh, man, people are not going to appreciate Sterling Sharp going in because it's going to be a, I think the Hall of Fame is going to be like a thing that happens in a way where we're going to appreciate the guys that are going in regardless.
I don't know
that he's going to overshadow
I was going to say, do you think that's going to really overshadow his moment?
I don't think by itself it's going to overshadow his moment. Where I was going with it is I fully expect Shannon Sharp to speak. And if this happens before he speaks and you see him on your TV, you know, at his brother's induction, then it will over. People will be thinking, oh, man, he just got fired, you know, and all this other stuff. That's not by itself. If he's not even there or whatever, not shown, it wouldn't overshadow it, you know. But what I'm saying, I fully expect him to be in the mix there in terms of as a speaker or whatever.
So we're saying that getting fired is the overshadowing part and it's not the settling a rape allegation?
No, I'm saying
that's what I'm saying. It's like that. We already in the place where if it's going to overshadow, it's going to overshadow.
It comes back up in your face because you realize, oh, yeah, he just got fired because of blah, 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 blah. The least you could have done is because don't you think he's going to speak? He's going to be certainly shown and be a part of it.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to be there.
Like if he's not probably, there, yeah. I'm with you. If he's not there, I'm with you. Who cares? You know, it's his moment. Sterling Sharp's going to have the Hall of Fame. Nobody's going to really be. It's not going to overshadow anything. But once you see him there, you know, after all this, then I think it would.
I'm kind of wondering if they had some type. Did he have some type of conversation with the ESPN execs where?
Yeah.
They were like, Shannon, it's unfortunate. We sorry that happened to you. We love you, but we gonna have to fire you for this.
Yeah.
And I wonder if he a little upset that they, you know, he wanted to wait till later on.
Right.
And they decided to put it out there now where you're just like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of thought we had some. I thought y'all rocked with me a little bit and kind of see my brother getting into the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. I thought, you know, maybe y'all's going to push it back and at least do me a little favor.
Right.
Here's the thing also. I think we're kind of setting this up as if ESPN put out a press release. This was reported by Andrew Marchand of The Athletic who found out about this. So as much as we're like, well, you know, and look, there was someone at ESPN that was the source of this, of course. But I don't know that it was like an institutional, hey, we're not going to abide by this. It got out. Somebody reported it once they got the information.
But they could. Let me push back on that a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, go ahead. You got it.
Wait, when Andrew Marchand reports it, it's in effect a press release. Because it's like, you know, Woj or Schefter.
Oh, on the, on the veracity of it, sure. But yeah. I mean,
so if Marchand got it, he got it from ESPN.
Well, he got it from someone at ESPN. Yes, I don't know that
they
had
knew
to be.
They were giving it to Andrew. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't a press release that's released, you know, like literally as a press release. But if you're giving it to Andrew Marchand, you know exactly what you're doing.
I'm not certain I 100%. Completely agree with that. 100%. It's quite possible. Adam I'm not Schefter saying that you're wrong.
Adam Schefter doesn't do that much work. I mean, he does a lot of work. I'm saying as much as what he gets.
I'm saying
neither does Andrew Marchand.
The get does not have to be like from the decision makers. It could just be someone who knows that, hey, he's not about to work here.
Could be.
And then once it's out there, then it's like, all right, well, it's out there.
Yeah.
But they also could have waited to next week to officially fire him or something like that. I wonder if that's where he's going with it. Because once they fire him, it's going to get out there.
Yeah.
But I think he thought he was probably going. They was going to wait until at least next week because they didn't necessarily have to fire
it whenever.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't like a rush to do it.
Mm-hmm. But so you're saying, hey, keep me on the payroll until my brother go in the hole. No, that's a little bit tough to see.
It sounded like that's what he was trying to say. Yeah. I ain't trying to say I would have let her go regardless for all that stuff. But yeah. All right, as I continue on the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610, some more news dropped yesterday. And one former All-Star, former NBA All-Star, Gilbert Arenas, he was arrested yesterday. And that kind of...
Speeding?
No, it was speed. He might have been speeding with some car, some playing cards or something, shuffling. Mm-hmm. But he was among six men arrested Wednesday on a federal indictment that... They operated a legal gambling business at a California mansion. And we're going to go to ABC News with this whole story. And it kind of get a little wild.
Former NBA star Gilbert Arenas has been charged with allegedly running a high-end illegal gambling business out of a Los Angeles mansion where high-stakes poker games are played.
What federal prosecutors are alleging is that he has been running this high-level illegal poker operation out of a home in the Encino area of L.A., and not just having a couple of buddies come by and play poker, but that this was a very well-planned-out, well-organized operation with five other co-conspirators involved in this, including a member of an Israeli transnational crime group, according to federal prosecutors. But they say that this was something where they had hired women who would help out in the operation and give what they call companionship to those who were playing in the game, that they had armed security guards, that they had chefs that were hired for all of these, and that a lot of money was involved. They had security guards to make sure the wrong people weren't getting into all of this. They had a rake, a fee, the house charges. Ooh. So they say this was well organized. If convicted, everybody involved could get 5 years in federal prison.
Dude, man,
he's done. That has all the elements.
You want to know the additional cherry on top of the bleep sundae that is there?
What's that?
Apparently, he's also accused of lying to the feds.
Yeah. That is the cherry on top. Because, like, every element is there. It was high end. There is organized crime figures that are involved, much less him becoming one in the course of this. But what are you saying? An Israeli crime figure? There's that.
And I believe that was said, yes.
He's charging a lot of money. He's bringing in whatever you want to call it, women.
Comfort. Companionship.
Companionship. Chefs, security guards.
In a biblical
way.
All these other things. Every element of you are going up the river to the Fed building is there.
Now, he did post it on Twitter yesterday. I guess he got bonded out. And he actually posted it on his Twitter, just kind of walking down the stairs from the building. And he said, I'm back on these streets. This ain't got bleep to do with me. Just rented the house. Wasn't part.
But then it has something to do with
it. I'm like, brother, do you have a lawyer?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, don't.
Shut the hell up.
Quiet, brother.
Shut the hell up, man. What are you doing?
I just rented it.
No chill gill, dog.
But it doesn't have anything to me.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, Figgy. Like, I don't think that that's an adequate defense. Now, I ain't nobody's lawyer. I ain't getting no JD nowhere. So I'm sure there's people listening that could maybe make some ideas on what would be an effective defense in this case. But the thing I do know, especially when you're dealing with the feds, you better zip your lips.
Yes.
Yeah. And I don't think you saying they ain't got nothing to do with me. I don't think that's all. I don't think that's going to work for keeping you out of the slammer, man.
Nope.
Nah, I think you got to come with a little more evidence and all that stuff, because usually when stuff like that happens, you got to prove your innocence. Mm-hmm. You got to prove it.
Yeah.
No, the burden of proof is on the state.
Yeah.
Well, you state. Yeah.
Look, you damn near guilty till innocent.
No, he is in the middle of an organized crime collar, so to speak.
And the tough thing about it is, all right, you just rented the house, all right, right?
Mm-hmm.
They got Arenas branding on all this, which, again, maybe they just used your name. It's possible.
It was called the Arenas Poker Club.
Dog, they had so many things. Like, you telling me they running all this in your house, and you ain't know not none of it. You ain't know that there was. And
it wasn't my house. Right. That wasn't my house.
I was renting it.
Like, brother, what is wrong with you, man?
And apparently, look, again, if you don't know, when the feds come knocking, they know.
They got everything.
They know. They're just trying to see how honest you want
to
be.
They've been watching you for like 10 years.
Yeah. Because supposedly they have a text from April of 2022 that from Arenas to one of his co-conspirators, it seems like, quote, "I have an idea that might bring in a new players for you. I'm going to do a YouTube episode of me at the game, but blur out players and girls that don't want to be seen for my channel." Close quote. Dog, that's.
Yeah.
Are you taking notes on a criminal bleeping conspiracy?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Man. Speaking of that, I'm gonna stick around with this situation. It's all going to tie in. So apparently somebody was happy yesterday, and they said it felt like it was their birthday.
Oh, wow.
So one, Kwame Brown. Remember Kwame Brown?
Kwame Brown?
Yeah.
The Kwame Brown. Yeah.
So these two things happened with Shannon Sharp and Gilbert Arenas, and he had this to say about all that drama going on.
Doing all this bipping and bapping, and he a drunk, he a this, he a that, talking about my mama, my family. And I told people one thing. I said, this is a stupid motherfucker. He gonna self-sabotage. He's a dummy. And look at this stupid motherfucker. Today is like my motherfucking birthday. Shannon Sharp, your thick tongue ass pie.
Good Lord.
All the motherfuckers that talked about my mama's son. Shannon Sharp, your thick tongue ass pie. Damn, Gil, you in the slammer. If you run your mouth, see, you facing about 15 years, 5 years on each charge, right? But your dumb ass was playing cards with the Israeli mob. So now, you're going to have to make a decision. You can't snitch because your dumb ass say you know Chill Gill, so you can't chill. So you gotta fight this one out. You gotta go for what you know. You can't snitch. So the feds gonna put pressure on your little ass because they know you don't want to be up in them cell doing the little ditty.
Wow.
Your ass can't tell on them Morales.
He went on for about 5 minutes.
I bet he did.
Yeah.
Look, being a hater, there's haters in all walks of life, and being a hater, I would not advise you go down that lane.
Mm-hmm.
However, I've got to admit, when the sun shines on a hater, it's got to feel incredible. He had to have a blast.
He might be the worst person to go against, man. Because once you lose or something happened to you,
he destroys you.
Oh, man.
He destroys
you. That's somebody. If he worked here and I lost the bet to him, I would probably quit my job just to avoid him.
He
won't let you live it down.
He's wildly entertaining. Like, just wildly entertaining. Here's the other part, Reggie. He actually gave pretty good advice there. Like, he gave really good advice to Gilbert
and Arenas. He's been saying it for a long time, too, because they've been going, they had their back and forth with both of them.
Yeah.
And it's none worse than when somebody like that is right.
Man, I could listen to him all. Well, we have listened to a lot of him, but.
Yeah.
Whew. All right, man. What a day. What a day indeed. And obviously giving you all the updates for it. It's your man Figgy Fig, intrepid reporter extraordinaire and producer of In the Loop. You catch him and Figgy's mixtape 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we get ready to hand things over to the fellas of The Drive, Clint and Ron. But before that, I do want to get back to our pet cat rankings. Let's make sure that we're all good with this, but check in with some of the guys that we were hoping to see some things from in training camp. We'll do that next.